Hey, thank you so much for listening. This is Paul with Conversations with Paul Nielsen. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is a pleasure to be able to do this for you. And thanks again for just spending the 30, 40 minutes with me when you listen. It means a lot to me. Just like always, I'm going to plug that Facebook page. You know, we're at Conversations with Paul Nielsen on Facebook. Go and like the page, share it, do all those good things. And let's help kind of grow some of this. This listenership, it'd be fantastic. If you've enjoyed it and you think somebody else would enjoy it, mention it to them. Let them know. You know, and thanks for all those people that have done that already. And it's amazing, and I appreciate it. And I'm glad you're getting some sort of value and some sort of enjoyment out of it. You know, lately, what I've been thinking about is passion. I just turned 44 this last week, and it was. I wouldn't say that it was momentous or by any means, but it was definitely something that it's 44 years old. You know, I'm you know, if I live to be 90, I mean, that's half my life. And so I've been thinking about passion and what is it that really drives us to do what we need to do, or what really drives us to do what we do. Passion is one of those things that it can be really difficult to kind of quantitate. It really difficult to kind of really find and do something with. I think we're so wrapped up in our daily lives that we are so wrapped up in the things that we have to do. You know, the things that we feel like we have to do, and we lose sight of the things that we want to do. And I think we can really merge those two together by following what we're really passionate about. And I think we lose that. I think that when we were kids, that's what drove us. Hey, I want to go ride my bike. I really love riding my bike. I want to go skateboard. I'm passionate about that. I find that the people that really follow those passions in their life and do what they really want to do tend to be the most happiest. You know, and that's whether that is a building a business, whether that is going into music, whether that is painting, whether that is whatever it might be. You know, whether that is doing something on YouTube, it's some of these things are really lofty, and I don't know that that is a bad thing. Now, we might need to find like a day job or something to kind of supplement that passion, and I'm not saying that we have to do our passions for a job either, but we all need to have those things. We all need to have an outlet and a passion, a hobby, if you will. But I think a passion is much more, it's more deep than just a casual hobby. We need to have those things in our life. It what gives us balance. It's what gives us the ability to release and be less stressed and find some sort of joy and happiness. And sometimes that can be with other people. Sometimes that can be by ourselves. I think it's important that we have both, though, that, you know, we have passions that we can do with people and share that experience with them, and they can share their experience with you. And I think there's those things that we need to do by ourselves. You know, for example, this podcast, I didn't know this was going to be a passion of mine. It was something that I had been thinking about, something that my therapist had suggested that I do something creative. And when she suggested that, I wasn't really doing anything creative. And I was just kind of looking at a number of different things that I can do to have that outlet. And I thought, hey, I'm middle-aged. Let me see what I can do to maybe impart some of the wisdom or some of the knowledge or the experiences that I've had through my life and maybe help somebody else get through some of those things too. So a podcast was perfect for it. It is perfect because I'm able to record this. This is something I can give to my kids, my grandkids. It's something that goes out into the world, and hopefully people find it and they get some value out of it. It's now been 17 weeks since I've started this. I had no idea how long this was going to last. I would have been happy if I had like 3 or 4 episodes and that was it. But now we're on episode 17, and I love it. And I believe that I've gotten better and better at it. The first couple of them, Not so great in my opinion, but it is one of those things that I've loved, and I do it for me, and I do it on my own, and it is completely amazing that I'm able to have this kind of passion and have this kind of outlet here for us. But there are things that that I love doing with other people. You know, I do a game night every night. Well, not every night, every Monday night, where a group of my friends get together and we have a game night, and it's a lot of fun. And sometimes it's board games, sometimes it's card games, sometimes it's electronic games or trivia or whatever it is. And it's something that I look forward to it, and I've become passionate about it. And building those relationships with each other has been amazing. One of the members of the group had mentioned, well, you know, I was going to move to Vegas, and then this whole COVID thing happened, and then we started doing this game night. Now I've got great friends, and now I might have to buy a house here in Salt Lake. It's because we've been able to develop these relationships together and learn about each other and really turn to love each other. It is passions and commonalities in passions are something that brings people together. How amazing would it be if we had commonalities with people that that were different from us, and we can explore those things, whether that's skin color, sexual orientation, or what have you. If we can find the commonalities between us, then the world would be so much better. The passion would drive all these things. We all have them, and we've got all the common passions that we have and the common things. I mean, ask yourself, what is it that you're passionate about? Or ask other people. And I think a lot of the answers will be, you know, it's kind of surface level. Well, I'm passionate about my kids. I'm passionate about my job. I'm passionate about, you know, clothes or shoes or what have you. And I love these things. But let's dig a little deeper. What are those passions that you have that you're a little embarrassed about? I know some people call them guilty pleasures. But what are those passions that you have that are a little bit of a guilty pleasure that you're maybe a little embarrassed about, but you still absolutely love it? And it doesn't have to be major things. It could be simple little things that you just really love. For me, one of those things that I absolutely love are high-speed car chases. I grew up in the Southern California, Los Angeles, North Orange County area, and they happen all the time. But I absolutely love high-speed car chases. It is one of those most fascinating things to see somebody try to run from the police. And there's a helicopter, there's silver helicopters, there's news cameras all over the place. They're not going to get away. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody get away, and I know how it's going to end. But I love watching that pursuit. I love seeing that. Some of the maneuvers that these people make and some of the things that they do. It just enthralls me. If I'm scrolling through online and I see a video of a car chase, I'll sit down and I'll watch it for an hour. Just watching this car drive through neighborhoods, down freeways, through residential areas and through commercial areas. And again, I know how it's going to end. But it seems like it's a slow burn, a slow climax up to the end of it. And I want to know, are they going to do a pit maneuver? Are they going to run out of gas? Are they going to spike their tires? What is going to happen here? I know they're going to get caught, but that's not the point. It's just that pursuit. And maybe that's the passion, that I love watching a pursuit of something. You know, maybe that's my passion as well, is just pursuing something without having to have any type of expectation of how it's going to end. And really, isn't that kind of the whole thing about, you know, passions? It's just you're pursuing something without an expectation of it turning into something, you know, major or economically good for you. You're doing it because you love doing it. I know people people will ride bicycles and road race knowing that they're never going to win one, but they love the activity of doing it. You know, there's people that go and spend time in nature and spend time in hiking, and that's their passion. And they'll take a camera and they'll take pictures. And some of those pictures are amazing, but they're never, they don't have the expectation of actually doing anything with those pictures. It's just for the love that they love. It's just for the love of doing it. They love it and they're going to do it, and it makes them feel good and it gives them some sort of purpose with doing that passion. It is one of those things that are, that is amazing to watch and to develop. You know, I mentioned doing this podcast and how that's become a passion of mine. And I'm constantly thinking about what's the next topic? How am I going to present it? you know, how am I going to market this to get a bigger audience? Not because I want to have any type of economical benefit from it, but because I want to get this out and I want to share it. And I want to have other people experience my passion. Now, if there becomes an economical benefit for it, then so be it. But that's not exactly why I'm doing it. You know, it is one of these things that I get excited about it. You know, it's almost consuming. I go out and I deliver food with Uber Eats a couple times a week. And it just gives me an opportunity to kind of get away from the house, gives me a little time to think. I'm classically an introvert, which is weird because I'm doing a podcast. And you would think that an introvert wouldn't really do well in doing something like this. And maybe I'm not. I don't know. But I still love it, and I'm still going to continue to do it. But I tend to think an introvert will do really well with podcasts because you're not in a large group. I mean, I'm sitting in a room by myself, sharing my thoughts. And I think about these things, these topics, as I'm driving. And I've got a notepad and I'm writing them down. I love the tactile feeling of writing on a paper with paper and pen. And I could just, you know, voice note it on my phone or what have you. But writing those ideas down on a pad of paper is so satisfying and so just soothing to me. And I can read through those notes and I've got a written document of my thoughts, kind of like a journal. And those journaling is one of those things that is so releasing, writing, you know, doing something creative. I hear of the same thing of people who paint or people who write or crochet or knit or ride bicycles, go out and do something physical. It gives you a rush. And that's really what I think passions do for you. It gives you meaning and it gives you a rush of accomplishment. You know, when you're hiking, you reach the summit of wherever you're hiking and you've got that accomplishment. You can look back on the trail and see all the distance that you've come and the progress you've come from the beginning of that trailhead to the end. And if you're up on top of a mountain, you can take a look and see the whole vistas and then the valleys and really get a large perspective of what you've accomplished. And that's amazing. I look back on this podcast and I see 17 weeks of progression, and I can see a large picture of what I've accomplished, and it drives me even more. So what is it that you're passionate about? What is it that drives you on the weekend? What do you want to do? What do you get excited about? Is it running? Is it hiking? Is it driving? Is it building a car? What is it that you're passionate about? You know, it could be movies. Are you going out and just filming silly movies? Are you recording music? Are you spending time with friends at a game night? You know, what are you passionate about? What is it that you're doing to build a relationship, not only with yourself, because that's important, but also building a relationship with those around you within that community? Because I guarantee you, no matter how odd and how weird that passion might be, somebody else shares that. And when you can connect with somebody that shares that passion and shares that desire to do these things, I think that those friendships are amazing. And I would hope that you'd be able to continue to kind of develop those friendships into something that goes beyond that passion, but that really is what brings you together. And if that's all that connects you, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think it really kind of goes back to living authentically and living in the most genuine life that you can. You have to live that way. And part of living that way is not denying yourself the passions and the desires that you want within your life. That's what gives you, at least it gives me, a sense of purpose. We all have to have a sense of purpose. And these passions and desires of doing things and experiencing things is really what drives that. We all have them. We all have to live authentically. And I think once we start living authentically and genuinely, then those things that we love will come out and bubble out without us. And when we do that, our relationships get stronger. Not only just romantically, but also, you know, professionally, friendship wise, everything gets stronger. You get a better sense of self. When I decided to start living more authentically and being open, I was a little too open in the beginning, but I've been able to develop some friendships that are eternally. They're going to be eternal, you know. They'll be with me for the rest of my life. And I know eternal doesn't mean the rest of my life, but it is something that I will keep in contact with these people forever. You know, one of my best friends, she was there when I really started to decide that, hey, I'm going to be genuine, and I'm going to be authentic, and I'm going to just say what I need to, and you know, not really have a filter, but not really hold back on what I'm thinking and feeling. And you know, she is an amazing woman, and she's like my best friend. You know, she's amazing. She considers me like a sibling. You know, I was there when she's had family members die, and you know, was there when to comfort her, and she's helped me work through different situations in my life, like a divorce and bad breakups, and you know, giving me perspective. And that's really kind of what good friendship should do. Is hold you accountable and call you on your shit when you need that shit called out. And I do the same thing for her. It is one of those things that if you live authentically and you live genuinely, then those friendships and those relationships take on a deeper sense. It's a deeper relationship. And some people aren't going to be receptive to that. And that's okay. But when you have those deeper relationships, then that's what really matters. So we have to follow those passions. We have to follow those things that we love. It's just a part of who we are, you know. And if we can make those passions something that we can do for a living, then fantastic, man. Then it doesn't become work. It becomes play. I've always told my kids from a young age that, you know, find something you love. And be great at it. And if you're great at it, and honestly, even if you're just really good at it, you're going to find a way to make money at that. And that is really kind of the key, is to find something you love and make that what you do. Because that's where happiness comes from. And if you're passionate about it and you love it, then you're going to continue to do it, and you're going to continue to do well at it, because your passion and your curiosity with it grows. And people will see that, and that type of passion is infectious. Think about all the things that all the people that you know that you're drawn to. What is it that you're really drawn to? You know, it's their passion. It's what they do. It's what they talk about. It's how they explain what they do and why they do it that makes you want to learn more. It drives the curiosity in them. And you want to learn more. You want to learn more about them. You want to be part of that. And I'm sure there's people that look at you that way too. You know, they see, you know, what you do and the passions you have, and they want to learn more about it. They want to learn, well, how did you get into that? You know, how do you continue to do it? How do you find the time to do those things? And the secret is if you're passionate about it, you're going to find the time. We all have time to do things. You know, I'm really busy, but I will always carve out the time to do a podcast, to record something, whether that's on a lunch break at work, whether that's at 1 o'clock in the morning, whether that's, you know, right when I wake up in the morning, wake up early and do it. And I'll always find time to write down thoughts, always find time to do the things that I need to do to prepare for it. And that's the key. I mean, if we really want to do it, we'll find the time because it's important to us and we've got to do that. It's what really kind of drives us. We've got to do it. There's not a choice there at that point. Is you have to do it and you have to feel complete. You have to do that. It's kind of like it's kind of like food. You know, it feeds our soul when we do the things that we really want to do. I mean, you got to do it. And once you find that, then you got to pursue it. I've recently realized that I'm really kind of a creative. Now, I don't paint. I don't do all the historical things of what art is, but I am a creative. I'm a creative thinker, and I love doing that. I love diving deep and going down a rabbit hole of a subject and really just kind of thinking about it and expressing that. And I don't have a lot of time to kind of go into it, you know, too deeply during my day-to-day life, but I love to sit and do it. I love to read about these things and have things just change my ideas of what is actually possible. You know, it's made me curious about things, made me want to go out and find stuff and learn about it. You know, when I hear about things like Elon Musk, who, you know, with the SpaceX, everybody said there's no way you can build a rocket that can be reused. And he's done that. He didn't allow somebody else to tell him that, you know, this can't be done. It's never going to work. It's never going to happen. He went out and did it. And now what is he doing? It's almost commonplace. And I still will watch these rockets that will get launched up into the atmosphere. And I will watch them fly themselves down and land securely on a platform, whether that's on the earth, on land, or whether that's on a floating barge in the middle of the ocean that's moving. And somehow he's been able to come up with the ideas and the math and the science to be able to land these rockets on these platforms that are moving. It's incredible. I mean, it's really, really incredible to watch. Now, I know he's also got a lot of engineers and scientists and things that have helped him develop this, but if he would have listened to somebody that said, it can't be done, it would have never happened. I mean, this man, love him, like him, hate him, I don't care. He's got a visionary brain that's changing the world. I mean, we now have rockets that will land themselves and they can be reused. It's incredible. You know, we have electric cars and solar power that is, you know, is so efficient. And it's being rippled across all those industries because of what he decided to do. You know, we've got electric cars that can go 300-400 miles on a charge. That's almost unheard of. That's why electric cars did not take off before, is because you're only going to get maybe 100 miles. It wasn't sustainable in our culture, where we're a car culture, where we want to take our cars on road trips. And he was able to figure out a way to charge these cars within 30 minutes. You know, plug your car in, go have lunch, come out, and you got a full charge. It is pretty incredible to see what he's done. And it's pretty incredible that everybody was telling him it can never be done. It's never going to happen. And now he's doing it and things are changing and people's ideas are changing. All because he had the passion and the curiosity to go out and do these things. We can change things. We can change the world. In ourselves, and even if it's not the world, we can change our communities by sharing our passions. But we have to do it and not have fear of rejection. It's going to happen. We're going to be rejected. But that's part of living authentically. You know that you're going to be rejected and maybe even ridiculed, but you still do it. And that's how things get changed. That's how our communities change. That's how we build stronger relationships where those relationships weren't, you know, there before, that were non-existent. We have to continue to do this. We have to be passionate. We have to be curious. We have to learn that it's okay to open ourselves up a little bit and share those things that's a tough thing sometimes to kind of open ourselves up and be, you know, be vulnerable and allowing somebody else to know exactly who we are, what we love. And we've got to be, you know, we've got to be careful about it. You know, we're not going to just go and spew it all out to somebody we just knew and just met, but we do need to be willing to share and be willing to put ourselves out there. And when we do that, then our life is going to be whole. Our life is going to be complete. We're going to find happiness in ways that we haven't before because we're being genuine. And that's really kind of where it comes from. Be passionate, be genuine. Live in a way that you're good within yourself and educate those others around you as to why you're doing it. And things will change. I've noticed a significant change over the last few years. And you don't notice this change from a day-to-day basis. But as you look back, just like when you climb that mountain and you look over the vistas and you can see where you started and where you're at and the distance that you've been able to travel and the elevation that you've been able to lift, when you start living authentically and you start living genuinely and you look back over the years, you've seen how you've elevated yourself and elevated your standards. And you see the distance that you've grown. Keep doing that. That's how we become great. That's how we become amazing, is we continue to grow every little day, a little bit every single day. We have to continue to do that. It is something that is so important and imperative in our lives that we've got to be able to continue to grow. Have a goal, have that passion, and work towards that every single day. It will change your life. It all starts with us and within us and being open to the idea of changing and not being afraid of it. It's scary, but don't be afraid of it. You cannot live in fear. This is a lesson that's really tough to learn, is to not live in fear. We can be afraid. And sometimes that fear can be a great motivator, and sometimes it can be a very great inhibitor. Let it be a short-term motivator, but turn that fear, that motivating fear, into a motivating passion. Because fear is a very short-term motivator. But on the opposite side, fear is a very long-term inhibitor. How many times have we wanted to start a project and we don't do it because we're afraid that we're going to fail it? We can't. We can't be afraid of that. We can't be afraid to live in a way and not go and do something just because we're afraid that something might not go right. Some of the greatest things in life is when we put ourselves out there and it doesn't turn out the way we wanted, but it turns out to be something that's amazing. Amazon started out as, you know, online books. I mean, that's what their model was. And I don't know if they always had a plan of being able to expand out to sell everything, but they started out selling books. Now look what they do. I mean, I just bought a mattress a few months back on Amazon. You know, I've bought, you know, computer parts. I've bought monitors. I've bought, you know, socks. I've bought everything that you can imagine. Well, maybe not everything, but I've bought a lot of different things on Amazon. And they started out selling books. Yeah, I don't know if that was always the plan to kind of branch out, but if it wasn't, then they pivoted. And it's been very successful. I mean, when they started, the only thing that out there was that was really kind of selling everything was eBay. And look at eBay. I'm not going to say that they're floundering now, but they've definitely lost market share to Amazon. Amazon's been fantastic. Follow your passions. It may not turn out the way you want, but it may turn out to be better than what you expected. So continue to follow it. Live authentically. Do the things that you need to do to be genuine and be true to yourself. Develop relationships with those people that share that passion. You know, develop relationships with people that don't share it and teach them about it. They may turn into somebody that has that same passion. And if they don't, then they'll respect you for it and they'll love you for it. And you'll be one of those people that they look up to because you're following what you love. Definitely enjoy it. We have to follow those passions. We have to be curious. We have to learn how to live in a genuine way and be authentic to ourselves. Because I 100% believe the only way that we can truly be happy and find who we are and be okay with ourselves and really love ourselves is by living truly authentically and loving who we are and not caring about what other people are going to think about us. Now, there are those people that we do care. I mean, we can't just be, you know, throw it all out to the wind and say, I don't care what anybody thinks, because we actually do. But we need to be select with those people who we really value their opinion. Because those people are going to tell us, you know, the truth. Love who you are. Love what you do. I love you guys. It's been great. It's been a great 17-week ride. I hope we have another 17 weeks and years to come. You know, until next time, live passionately, live authentically, live genuinely, and most of all, be kind, be well.